Downtown Sault Ste. Marie could not have looked more like a community last night, drawing several hundred families and friends together to visit Downtown Development Authority's, DDA, Parade of Frights and Trick-or-Treating, Sault Lux Children's Museums, SLCM, Halloween House, and Sault Historic Sites Haunted Ship. Numerous area businesses, along with local law enforcement, passed out candy under a pavilion on the corner of Ashmun Street and Portage Avenue. Many within the district opened their spooky doors to trick-or-treaters. The fire department invited little ones in to meet its mascot and get some candy. By 6:30 p.m., clusters of ghosts, goblins, superheroes, and witches lined the streets to watch the parade of frights. Fun as it may have been, safety precautions are always necessary on Halloween. Be sure to stay safe and check your candy. We haven't seen any candy tampering up in the UP in quite some time, but that doesn't mean we should leave our guard down, said Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mark Giannunzio. We suggest carefully looking over your kids' candy and if anything looks out of place to throw it away. We suggest using rubber gloves to go through the candy. There have been cases in other parts of the country with fentanyl looking like candy, and this can cause major issues if even touched. If something seems out of place, contact your local authorities or the MSP post in your area for assistance. Check out the attached photo gallery to see all the creative costumes and smiles brought together by one Halloween spectacular evening on Friday, 28, 2022.